Main Street Magazine, this week's edition. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. So sorry about that.
Well, it's one of those things that happens with Skype every once in a while. I'm glad we got a hold of you. I was just getting set to send you an email. So I'm glad to get a hold of you. Well, when I looked at this week's issue of Main Street Magazine, what came to mind to me was a big ad that I saw placed about the country table brunch, which obviously can't happen to benefit the Northeast Community Center this year like it normally happens, but it is going on anyway.
They're doing a virtual event this year that we actually had a specific article on our website just recently about that. But it's so sad because it's their 10th anniversary, which would have been, of course, a very big one. And this is a major fundraiser for them. So, you know, just like everyone else, they've had to pivot and adjust. And so they've switched to this online format of fundraising for the whole month of July. And all the information can be, you know, obviously on their website and or give them a call. But, you know, for anyone who knows what the NECC does, they know what a big deal this is. And, you know, hopefully it won't, the fact that they can't hold it and share with the community the amazing chefs and food sources around here. But hopefully they can still make something out of it.
You know, it's interesting because I remember when it first started as a very small event, and it really grew very quickly into a large event and a big portion of the proceeds that the community center used to operate.
Still does. I believe in our article, I think Christine said one year they raised $258,000. And that is a huge portion of their budget. So you can imagine what a devastating hit it is not to be able to host this event this year. But I'm glad, you know, that they've been able to, you know, try to do something at least. And hopefully folks will turn out for this online.
Yeah, we're talking, of course, about Main Street Magazine online, mainstreetmag.com. But also there is the actual print edition, which is distributed throughout the tri-state region with Thorin. And the story I found really interesting, and it's because I've always had a nice deck on the back of my house where I rent. But it wasn't until 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, when I got through with all my surgeries, that I actually started to use it and put plants out. No, really, put plants out there, put tables out there, put umbrellas out there, put a grill out there. And now in the summertime, doesn't matter what the heat is, I spend at least an hour to an hour and a half a day out on that back deck with a brook going by in the background, and it really makes the inside of the house, which is great. It extends it. It's another living space, and it's outside, so it makes your house feel bigger. It really does.
It certainly does. And you watch any of those HDTV or DIY shows, you know, they all talk about the outdoor living space and how it's an extension of the house, and just like you said. And so when Christine, you know, said that she was going to do this article for this, you know, food and drink issue, I thought it was the perfect idea because, you know, we've tackled different subjects in relation to real estate and, you know, what adds value, what takes away value. I think, you know, a couple of years ago she did swimming pools, for example, and, you know, does that actually add value to your real estate when you, you know, turn around to sell it? So I thought this was a pretty interesting piece with how, you know, decks and patios, it can affect your value of your real estate, in addition to, of course, just like you said, adding extra space and, you know, being able to enjoy your house from a different angle and being outdoors.
Yeah, and it really was a surprise to me. I don't like bees. I'm allergic. Yeah, I don't. But they don't bother me back there. I put all the plants with color and stuff like that that bees like to go to in the front. And in the back, they're all just plain green plants. So they don't attract. They don't attract pollinating bees or anything like that. But it really makes a difference. Now, when I flipped through the magazine, there was a great story, Mindful Eating, Growing Your Bite Size Awareness.
So Mary has done it again. She has brought philosophy and her unique twist on things. And, you know, I felt like this was a combination of, you know, Mary being Mary and her mind, but also bringing in this theory of, you know, being mindful. And she's written a piece on that a couple of years ago, and bringing in this philosophy that actually some, you know, weight loss places are using. Like, you know, I had participated myself in Noom this spring, and their whole philosophy is about just that, being mindful, because of how that affects so many things. So, you know, for this issue, I loved this idea. And, you know, as you read the article, you'll see what Mary's talking about. But for her, mindfulness is about not eating so fast because of the way she grew up and, you know, being one of, I think, seven siblings. And, you know, if you didn't eat, you wouldn't eat type of thing. So, you know, but if you look at the how and why we eat and, you know, how it affects, if you look at the chemical level, you know, how it affects our brain and how our taste buds even, and then, you know, weight loss, weight gain, there's so much involved in this. And so it's actually quite an important piece when you think of it in a larger scale. But, you know, being mindful in the moment, it's shown to reduce stress and, you know, have a better life in many ways and in most ways. And in food, it's about you actually taste things differently.
It's an interesting article because years ago, I know somebody who has since passed away from Parkinson's disease, but what they learned from their doctor was exactly what you're talking about. It's just framed a little differently. When you sit down for dinner and you take a bite of food, mentally count in your mind and take as long as you possibly can to eat your food. They said it was a healthier way, and maybe it was because it was Parkinson's or not. But when the person started to do this, believe it or not, over the course of a month or two, they actually lost weight. They actually lost weight. Yeah.
Yep. Because you're taking in every bite, every texture, every experience, and it does bring you joy. And that's the other part of a component of it. It's how it's our joy and happiness and experience with it. And, you know, from there, like I said, you know, even, you know, the taste of it changes and it becomes even better because you're actually there in that moment tasting that little piece of cranberry or whatever it may be. And you're examining the texture of it, the shape, the roundness or the irregularities. And so all of a sudden becomes an experience. And it's, you know, it's been proven psychologically, you know, neurologically, and like you said, even diet-wise, how this can completely change your life in many ways. So as I said, I was so happy when Mary took this piece on and is sharing it with us.
All right. And very quickly, one final article that I want to talk about this week is the story on orange liqueur.
Yeah. So Robbie, who wrote it for us, is actually a neighbor of ours and a friend of Griffin's. And so Griffin says, hey, Robbie, you know, he's an author and a writer. And so Griffin said, you know, Robbie has this article, you know, can do a recipe because he's been this distiller, has worked at a couple of the local distilleries. And so I was like, sounds terrific to share that, especially in our food and drink issues. So in this one, he has given us his little story on how he came to this recipe and what the recipe is for this, you know, sounds pretty delicious to me, especially on a hot day, hot summer day. And so in it, you'll find how to make this orange liqueur.
All right. That is a very quick look at some of the stories in this month's edition, the July edition of Main Street Magazine, online, mainstreetmag.com, and also a pickup at various locations, which, of course, you're back to full strength, right?
We are just about at full strength. We're about 90% there, and all the magazines should be out everywhere, and we're out redistributing towards the end of this week.
All right.
If you don't mind, I'd like to just do one little plug. We have an event, a free event on Thursday, and please check us out for that.
Okay, and we'll go over that free event that's coming up on Thursday this week.
The title of it is Financial Advice in the World of COVID. And so we'll have a panel of financial advisors and how you can pivot and just think about your finances in this world and ever-changing world that we're living in right now. It'll be a free event on Thursday, as I said, at 11 a.m.
Is it on streaming live?
Yep, it's a Zoom event. So you just go to our website, sign up for the event, and we'll send you a link to it.
All right, Thorin. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for curing your problems with Skype. We'll speak to you next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Thorin Kristenlutter from the, of course, Main Street Magazine, Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio.